for the 18th Judicial Circuit, Broward County, Florida, is now in session.
Hands out of the pockets. How old are you?
17.
15.
15.
17.
Eight British teenagers are appearing in a U.S. court.
Hurry up, put your hand up on the wall.
They're being sent to one of America's toughest jails. From the courtroom to incarceration, it's part of a radical intervention program for unruly teenagers and youngsters in trouble with the law.
I beat this boy up to the point he was, like, unrecognizable.
Sold, like, weed, sold heroin, crack, cocaine.
With the UK's prison population the highest in Europe and youth-related knife crime up over 60% in 5 years, this is the first time British teens have taken part in the programme.
If you're only 15 years old and the police don't scare you, what is going to make you behave?
His world is very scary to me. It really is.
For 7 days, the teenagers who have been signed up by their parents will be living behind bars.
This is real. 1,800 inmates. The worst of the worst.
They will be pushed to their limits.
Do we understand each other?
Yes, sir.
You want to say something?
Touch me and I'll f*** in it. Touch me and I'll f***. Go on.
What are you out to do?
Change.
In the hope that life on the inside can change their lives on the outside.
This ain't where you want to be, man.
You're not going anywhere. The perimeter fence is loaded with Constantina wire. If you got past that, now you're out in 88 acres of swamp with everything from alligators to snakes. Our bloodhounds would be tracking you. Aviation unit would be up within minutes. The best way to get out of our jail is to never be in our jail.
Brevard County Jail in Central Florida is home to over 1,800 inmates, housed in its male, female, and juvenile wings.
Each one of them has their own closet of evil, and each one of them has their own story that brought them there. Homicides, robberies, sexual batteries, burglaries, there is no limit to the type of crime.
For the next 7 days, it will also be home to eight British teens, all taking part in its behavior and attitude modification program, which aims to turn troubled teenagers away from crime.
Well, I want to do this because I've done some bad things. I want to see if I'd change.
If I don't change, probably end up in jail, or maybe somebody one day could pull out a knife and end up stabbing me.
But I know people that they've either died or they've gone to jail. I don't want my life to be like that, though.
All right. For those of you that think you're going to just breeze through it, you're not. Our team out there is going to make sure you get the point of what we're trying to accomplish here. And I'll be very frank with you. I don't know you. I don't care about you. What I care about is that you don't victimize another person. What I care about is that you don't end up in jail. That's what I care about.
Go.
I'm hoping that this process might change something in him to make him stop. I don't want him to become another statistic.
Go.
He needs to knuckle down and grow up, realise the consequences of any actions if he continues in this way.
The program's been extremely successful. Roughly 70% of the kids have gotten on the straight and narrow. The bottom line is we have lowered the crime rate by getting to the child before the child gets to us. It'll work for kids from any country that are starting to go down that path.
You will do what you're told, period.
Phase four.
And I didn't ask you to talk.
The scheme is run on the ground by Lieutenant Robbie Stokes, a 13-year military veteran.
What you squirming for? What are you squirming for? Well, be still.
when they first lay eyes on me, I make sure that I let them understand that you're no longer in control. I am in control of every aspect of your life.
Keep your hands on the wall. Unless you are told, you keep your hands on that wall.
I've been holding that piss for so long. Yeah, I don't need a piss.
What did I tell you about talking? Huh?
Not to talk.
Say that again.
Not to talk.
So why are you talking? You want to get on my bad side?
No,
do you want to get on my bad side?
No, sir.
Or you want to stay on my good side? This is my good side. You want to see the other side?
No, sir.
Keep talking. Teens in the program are booked into the jail just like any other individual.
Everything comes off, underwear, everything. We're going to give you a change of clothes. You're going to have brown boxers. That's the jail uniform. Kids, take your hands out of your pants. You don't have nothing no more. Do you understand that? That's what happens when you come to jail. You don't have nothing.
The main reason the police know me is because of motorbikes and stuff. My mom, she worries I'm going to get arrested.
He doesn't like being told what to do, hence the situations we've had at school, hence the exclusions, hence the police knocking on the door.
Let's go, young man.
I think the hardest thing to live without would be my phone and maybe makeup.
Eyelashes?
Take them off.
I don't need them, but they're stuck on. I always like to look presentable.
Ladies, taking her eyelashes?
I can't take them off. My eyelashes and my eyebrows and my eyeshadow, foundation, bronzer, highlighter, concealer, everything. You need it all.
Get rid of them.
They're like glued on individual.
Okay, how do you take them off? Tell me.
You need water, you can't
you
just
need
pull
water.
Them out.
That's water.
Have you not got a mirror for me to
huh?
Have you got a mirror for me to see?
One more time.
A mirror. A mirror for me to look.
She's difficult. Very difficult. She's arguing with us all the time. She was running around with the gangs and drinking and fighting.
You got a letter of the police saying that that's an ass pill.
Are you going to take your hair ties, the ponytails?
Then?
You're going to take them out?
She's just angry with everything.
I don't like you smiling at me. That tells me that you take me as a joke. And the last thing I want to be is a joke. Look at me. You can't look at me? What you keep smiling about? This ain't nothing to smile about. Get the smile off your face.
The amount of trouble I've been in, to me, at the end of the day, it's kind of funny.
Wipe it. Wipe it. And I didn't ask you to talk.
I've done so much shit. Shoplifting, fighting, suspended like multiple times. I've done stuff that I haven't been caught for.
The hope for moving to UK is for us basically to find a better life and for my children to have a brighter future. That was the motive for me to come to UK.
Things haven't gone brilliant, I would say. We live in East London. You've got to be tough to survive. Every corner you take, you have a risk of facing death. Postcode wars. I've had my share of beef. Three men come up to my house one night, balaclavas. Before that, they sent a picture of a gun. Mum was about to open the door, and I said, no. I said, don't.
Why would they come to your house wearing masks? It was very scary for me.
When I see my life, I see success, death, or jail.
I don't want my son to end his life in the prison. I don't want him to end his life in the grave.
Put your hands on your legs there. I don't like that. Because you look like you want to do something, and you don't want to do that.
Gentlemen.
Two people that need to get fucked up. This black kid. And that little short one with that brown hair.
Look at the red X on the wall.
How you like your new duds? When you break the law, that's what you wear all day, every day.
Yes, sir.
Same routine.
Yes, sir.
Not good, is it?
No.
No, it's not. And you're gonna find out, as the days come on, it's not good at all.
Yes, sir. I don't know about prison. Not a lot. My biggest fear is the people.
This is your life every single day in the jail, in the prison.
Well, you're in our jail now. This is just not a holiday.
We got killers and murderers that sit right there where you guys are right now. Every day.
What in tarnation are you crying about? I haven't even introduced you to an inmate yet, and you crying. Sit up. What are you here for?
I got into fights at school.
You get in fights at school?
Yeah.
You do more than fighting, though. Look at me. What else do you do? Tell
the
truth.
That's
who are you raising your voice at?
I'm
the only one in here raising my voice. Once you come in that back door and that door slams, reality sets in. That's normally when we get the tears, because from that point, you're at your lowest point in life. Day one of the program is all about the reality of jail life.
Notice what's around you. Fences and barbed wire. That's not to keep somebody out, that's to keep you in. Freedom. It's gone.
Guaranteed.
For the next 7 days, the teens will be living under strict Brevard County Jail rules.
Do we understand?
Yes, sir.
Do we understand each other?
Yes, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
Girls, come on.
Let me hear you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You.
Louder.
Together. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand her? Yeah?
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I your mother?
No, I have said to her, no, Miss Mom.
Are you arguing with me? No, what?
Mom.
Mr. Tundy, we gonna do this the right way?
Yes, sir.
We are? Come on, give it to me loud, man.
Yes, sir.
I know you can talk louder than that.
I know you do it on the street when you're out there yelling and screaming it.
Son Eagle, give me a yes, sir.
Yes, sir!
You hear that? That's what I want to hear. Son Eagle, give me another yes, sir.
Yes, sir!
Taking orders. Teachers, I don't really care what they say. I just be like, yeah, sure. Police officers, I'm just there like, I don't care. I hate the police. I hate the police.
This can go easy. This can go hard. That's up to you.
Lila, quit wailing your hair around. There ain't nobody here worried about your hair. You understand that?
Keep your hands on the wall, gentlemen.
Once unshackled, the teens are taken into the facility to meet the inmates for the first time.
I remember the very first time I ever entered the jail. The smell is one that you'll never forget. It's something that you immediately associate with incarceration.
File on in, gentlemen. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
The teens are being taken through the jail's high-security wings.
Do not say a word. Do not say a word to anybody at that window.
You want to fight? Come in here. You're in a place where you can fight every day. Either you're going to fight them or you're going to fight us. But you're only going to fight us one time. But you can fight them every day. Because you think you bad, it's always somebody bad. It's real.
Are some of them naked? Are some of them naked?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's the reason for putting on clothes? You ain't coming out.
Jail for me is scary. In prison, you know your life is worth nothing. You can get killed by some random gang arguments that you probably don't even know is happening. You will get bloodied up.
You're gonna get very familiar with your roommates. Very familiar. You're gonna know what they smell like inside and out.
Hands behind your back, walk up to the door.
And this door right here, we're gonna go right in this door.
17-year-old Layla and 15-year-old Whitney are being taken to the female wing, home to 200 women in a variety of open dorms and cells.
Get your clothes on. First things we have to say, get your clothes on. They don't care. They will walk around completely butt naked with each other.
Yeah, I just saw someone naked, yeah.
Feel sorry for them in a way.
Growing up, there's always been calm around me constantly. When I think of jail, I think of my family that have been in there.
How many are in that one?
10 people in there.
It just did not look normal. But all the girls in there look sick.
You hear that? Now imagine them doing that all night. All night long. All night. Come on around. Look in that cell right there. See how crowded it is? Imagine. Just imagine. They're not small guys. Waiting for you to come in here. So they can take advantage of you. And advantage they will. Are you getting there? There's no love here. Zero.
He can't have nobody else in there with him. I've been knowing him since he was 15 years old. Edwards, how old are you right now?
36.
36.
This ain't no game. Not a game. It ain't funny, little homie. It ain't funny.
You're now living in a society, a horrendous society, where there are no rules. There are no rules.
Did you see that?
He's been there since he was 15.
That guy will fuck you up. So crazy.
On the right side.
Imagine one of them running at us.
Let's go, John.
For the duration of their stay, the teens are given a jail-issue blanket, towel, toilet paper, and spare underwear. Like the rest of the jail, the males and females are housed in separate units, both of which are monitored 24 hours a day.
John, look around you. Make sure you don't have any trash on the floor or anything like that.
I need to go to the toilet.
You got a what?
I need to use the toilet.
That's unhealthy.
The only thing the law says, we have to feed you, shower you, and make sure you're care, custody, and control.
That's unhealthy.
I run the cell block 24/7. Only time I can't really mess with you is when you're sleeping.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
What the fuck is this? Do you want mine? No, thanks.
Look at that fucking bronze.
Is there ketchup?
Ketchup?
We don't have ketchup. No ketchup.
But that guy's such a prick.
I'd rather shit in my hands and clap than eat it.
Are you gonna drink the juice?
Hell no. You're shitting yourself for ages.
Flipping parasites and all that.
My school food is well good.
We get like curly fries and shit like that all the time.
No wonder you're fat.
They don't know each other. They come from all different backgrounds. So there is conflicts that arise, one against the other, or one that's alpha male against one that's vulnerable.
But how come you cry so quickly?
What?
How come you cry so quickly?
I'm not a fag, I'm tired.
I thought we were going to be one of the girls to crack first.
Stop crying, sell straight.
No, he was
lying. I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit.
The main thing I'm worried about is not fitting in. I hated school because I was getting into arguments all the time, like I'd get bullied. Got dyslexia. I couldn't read properly, I'd stutter in that when I'm under pressure. And like, everyone would take the piss. If somebody upsets me, I'll just sit there trying to exclude myself from people. If I get pushed to a limit, like an elastic band, you can stretch it as far as you want, but don't get surprised when it snaps.
If there are motorbikes tearing around supermarket car parks or around recreational grounds, I can guarantee Hugh is one of those. He was excluded 3 times. Hugh and a teacher didn't hit it off very well, and Hugh squared up to him and told him to fuck off.
Because I didn't really see the point in school and I didn't want to be there, so I was like, fuck it, I'll go spend time with my mates.
Hugh's had quite a charmed life. He's been skiing every year. He's had a pony, a brand new motorbike. Hugh has had every opportunity he could have possibly had.
The stuff that I have done that's illegal, I've never been pulled up on.
I know the warning signs. I've seen the way that this can all go horribly wrong. I worked as a prison officer in a male establishment, and it's scary. He needs to realise that if he ends up in the justice system, there will be nobody there to help him.
With a strict lights out policy at 10 p.m, shower time for the teens is called at 7:30 sharp.
Are we all showering together?
Huh?
No privacy. We all have to see each other's dicks and that. I'm keeping on my boxers. Do you have to shower?
You have to shower.
You don't, you can't not, like, choose not to shower?
Huh? You can't. I do not want to smell you all week.
There is absolutely no privacy whatsoever inside a jail. You take a shower in front of everybody else, you use the restroom in front of everybody else. Things you take for granted, completely taken away from you.
Oh, what a stink coming. Oh, boom. Oh, boom, freezing now. I'm laughing.
That shower is terrible. The water's not even coming out properly. I couldn't even clean properly, so I don't know.
How come I weren't allowed a body?
You know, a hair tie?
Oh, a hair tie. You cannot have them in jail.
Yeah. They made me take off all my eyelashes and everything.
All girls like to smell good, to look good, have their little products.
I had to wash my hair with soap, and it still hasn't worked. It's made it greasier.
When they're in jail, they don't smell good, they don't look good. They will take pieces of thread out of a sheet to try to tie up their hair. They'll take toilet paper to try to roll their hair so they have curls. They'll try to braid their hair. They'll try to do all those things. That's very hard. That is the worst for the girls.
Do you think I look stupid with these in?
I don't think so, I think you look nice.
Anything's better than it being out with no bobble.
Put your head up. Like, I know people who have went to prison. I know a few people.
Now that I'm here and I'm experiencing it myself, I'm thinking, how the hell could you want to stay here? And, like, with my mum, she's constantly in and out of jail or whatever.
Yeah, like, you can relate.
Like, when my mum gets out of jail, she says, like, she wants to go back in because she's got sort of a routine when she goes into jail. She'd drink and then she'd go out.
and she'd go to, like, the shops and she'd rob stuff while she was there. And then that's when she was ending up in and out of jail.
It had a massive effect on her behaviour. Knowing her mum was there, was in jail.
I got involved with the police a little bit, like, by fighting and, like, drinking. One time, I was in the big, massive fight. I was so drunk, like, I couldn't even remember properly the next day what I'd even done. Put your head up.
Layla's day-to-day life is she'll probably wake up in a friend's house and then wonder where she's going to stay tonight. It could be 2 days before we see her again. I'm worried that she could go down the same path as the mum.
What's it look like?
You look cute.
From my experience, seeing a lot of kids, they come from families that have individuals that are in and out of jail. I want them to know you can rise above that. Just because you're in that environment doesn't mean that you have to become a part of that environment.
The teens are allowed one call home during their week of incarceration. On the verge of quitting, Hugh is calling his mom.
This call is from a Brevard County Correction Facility and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Hello?
Hi, Mum, it's Hugh.
Hi, darling. How are you getting on?
I hate it. I just want to leave.
I know it's hard. You know I know how hard it is.
Yeah, I know.
He's quite good at doing the sob story and manipulating the situation because he thinks that somebody will bail him out.
I'm just not helping anyone. I don't even think I'm helping myself.
Got to be strong, darling. You can come out of this. You're going to want to be a better person, make better choices.
He never sticks at anything for long enough. But I do hope that this will give him a sense of direction and boundaries. Where to stop.
Hang up or press one.
All right, see you later. Love you.
Stick it out, darling. I love you too.
See you later. Bye.
Bye,
thank
bye.
You for using GTL.
As part of the program, each night just before lights out, the teens have to write journals about their experiences that day.
The female cells made me quite sad when you see how lost and unwell they all look. It got me thinking about my mum.
The other kids, they're dickheads, picking on me purposely to piss me off. If I see a chance, I might make a run for it.
The officers are pricks.
They would never break me.
I will not back down.
Go night lights.
Each morning, the teens are woken at 6 a.m. They must clean and tidy their dorms for inspection.
Let's go!
Day two of the program is all about work and discipline. Every towel should be folded the same. Every shoe should be positioned the same. Every stool should be in the same place. Most of these kids have never done hard work, never had a job before. Today, they're gonna learn that structure.
There's a cockroach.
That's disgusting.
Well, we're trying to instill a straight discipline. Listen to what we're telling you and walk the line.
You guys are done?
Yeah.
What's Sunday?
Hmm? You what?
There's a dead bug, you might pick it up.
There's a dead bug?
There's a dead bug.
I slipped it up. 100% they put a bug back themselves. Oh, pricks. You didn't pick it up. I picked it up.
Once you go see, you call me alive, we'll take it out. Dead bug on the ground right there.
Another dead bug. Hey, relax.
You picked up the bug? Very good. Thank you.
I'm picking up a bug with my bare hands.
There seems to be marked.
That needs to be refolded again.
I can pull it off again. You do all the
relax, again. Relax, 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 relax. Happy?
No.
You're not happy?
Fix it.
Oh, you're violating mother.
The full inspection is overseen by Lieutenant Robbie Stokes.
You see that middle part, the middle line in your locker? They shouldn't be touching. Move them over. There you go. Looks good. We have to maintain this standard every morning. If you do it right the first time, we got no problem. Okay? It's time to get serious. Pay attention to detail. You got a lot of clowning in you, don't you? But you got to know when to do it, okay?
Sarge, you look pretty good.
This morning, the boys are being sent to work alongside regular inmates in the jail's kitchen.
Doing a hose here. You're going to spray out all these campers that we transport the food in.
You're going to want to put on gloves.
Oh, that stinks.
Each boy is teamed up with an inmate, in the hope they'll learn from their experiences.
Why you keep fighting? You keep getting into fights at school, or is it just...
I was fighting at school. People like chatting shit, so I put them in their place.
I fight when people piss me off. Like, I feel like that's the only way to resolve it. Because, like, people are never going to learn until they actually get hurt.
When today is angry, he doesn't care who is there.
I feel like it's just caged up inside me. And when I get the chance to release it, it just comes out like a jackhammer.
That's how it usually starts in here. I was 20 years old in prison. I got stabbed 3 times in 1 year. Almost died twice. Had to get 2 operations on my heart just to keep going.
One of the teens is finding it hard to cope.
He's up there crying.
He's crying for me.
Look at him. Carl.
Today is just one of the worst experiences. This whole thing is horrible. Definitely the hardest thing I've ever done.
No, from the only way I can cry is if someone punches me up.
But no one shouted. I didn't hear no shouting.
Thank you, though.
No one shouted at him.
And he's a big guy, you know. You don't cry when you're a big man.
I hardly doubt I could talk to any of the others about it, because, like, I don't know. There's all, like, taking the piss out of me, getting upset and all that. I don't want them taking the piss, because then I'll get angry. It makes me feel like I can't be myself in front of them.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What
are
you doing,
man?
Pissed.
So.
You're getting changed tonight anyways.
When you are in jail, even the smallest conflict can become a major problem.
When I get angry, all my days, I'm vicious. They say I'm a savage.
My big fear for my son is fighting and getting killed.
I don't get it. Don't smile at me. Don't smile. It's not cool.
Sonny's attitude is a little concerning to me. He's rude, aggressive. If he doesn't upset one of these kids, he's gonna upset an inmate. And that ain't gonna end well.
This morning, the girls will be working alongside inmates in the facility's sewing workshop, where jail uniforms are made.
You
you can kind of see, like, the left sleeve goes up higher on the left. That's how I...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I still mark them anyway, just because it makes
just
it...
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what brought you to this program?
Because I was just drinking and fighting.
I have gone down that path, too. I started drinking at a young age. I was actually 13. And then I started going to juvenile detention. Started leading into more harder drugs. As soon as I put a substance in my body, I can't stop. And then I end up breaking out in handcuffs.
So how old are your kids?
I have a 4-year-old and a baby. She will be 1 on the 28th of this month. I haven't spoke to or seen my oldest in 6 months. So she's noticing, you know, that I'm not there. And she's, you know, telling my dad she's mad at me.
My mum abandoned us. 6 kids. So it was like radio where I last see my mum. She was sleeping rough in it and she just looked not well, like ill. She looked like she could die. I bought her a sandwich and some crisps and she was still like crying to me saying that she needed like alcohol because she's so dependent on it. When she abandoned us, she literally sent us in a taxi to my nan with a letter saying, like, if you can't look after them and you don't want them, then, like, take them to care or something, like, give them to social services because I don't want them back. I can't handle them anymore.
Layla's mum, you know, she was a really good mum when they were all younger, but the problems escalated.
They didn't even know how to use a knife and fork or anything. Like, that's how much my mum just didn't really bother with us and was more bothered about alcohol. We didn't know how to use a knife and fork.
With Layla, the alcohol abuse, that's a major issue. Something that's bothering her, a drink will solve everything. In many cases, it makes things a lot worse.
I feel sorry for the girls in there. They are really genuine people and I don't know, them type.
They look like they're really trying.
So. No, but we all know when they get out, they probably will just go back to drugs and come back. Like, once you started with drugs, it's so hard to get.
I hope they don't.
I really hope they don't. But it's not that easy for people, is it? So.
Still struggling with the reality of prison life.
I just want to get out. That's all I want, is to see my family.
16-year-old Hugh has asked for a private talk with Lieutenant Robbie Stokes.
All the other guys, you don't think they miss their mother as well? Of course they do. I want to see you succeed, not only here, but I want to see you succeed in life.
I would never, ever give up on a child. I will pull you to the side. I will talk until I can't talk anymore in order to keep you in the program because I know the program is going to help you.
The tougher the times are, the harder you push through. There is no can't. There is no can't, you know? And we build that inside of ourselves by going through things like this, hard times, you know, or times we think are hard. Because the next time that you face with an adversity, the next time that you face with what you perceive as a hard time, you're going to push through it. You're going to push through it. Okay? I want you to set a goal today. Set a goal. Okay? Right now, your goal is going to be to get through the day. That's your goal. And you're going to do everything you can to reach your goal. You don't set a goal and don't achieve it.
I just refuse to leave any child behind. You can't quit every time you're faced with a problem. That's not an option.
File on in, gentlemen. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
This afternoon, the boys are being put to work in the jail laundry.
How you doing? How you doing, man?
Yeah.
Ozzy.
Kellen.
Okay. You want to get in your head? Just grab some clothes. We put them in the dryer.
Over 1,800 inmates' dirty clothes and underwear must be sorted, washed, and dried.
They get reissued. Who knows who wore it before you? You trusting the laundry guys to make sure that they put some laundry detergent in the water.
Disgusting.
The officers are keeping a close watch on 17-year-old Tunde, who is becoming increasingly defiant.
Did you try to hit me with that, Tunde?
You've done it twice.
Oh, I think it's God just wanting me to hit you.
Think so?
Yeah.
The big part of my job is meeting teenagers who are so disrespectful, but they don't understand that attitude. You can basically decide their future. You didn't learn yet?
Learn what?
This is my house. You're a guest in my house. Kind of how it works, right?
Congratulations.
That's, yeah, if you want to deal with the officers, that's not the way you deal with them.
That guy. Send him away. He's not even a fully grown man. He's half grown.
Half grown?
Half grown.
You know, even if you don't like him, at least, you know, try to be cool with him.
He's been on my case since I walked in the door.
Given that attitude of like, I'm too cool to be here. Why am I here? He's challenging me, right. Just saying certain things.
Yep.
And like, he looked at me with a look like he really wanted to do something to me.
He has that gang mentality. First thing they use is intimidation. Mm-hmm. We'll show them the consequences of that type of behavior.
Having grown tired of Tunde's continued defiance, Lieutenant Robbie Stokes has decided to punish all the teens as one group.
When one fails, you all fail. You are a one-unit team.
You show some respect. I've shown you nothing but respect, and you will give it back. The fun and games is over. Get out!
Get out!
Are we walking, fellas?
Told you to run. Down on the ground. Get out on the ground. He told you to run.
Funny still.
It's all a joke, Tunde. It's all a joke, said Tunde. It's all a joke. We're here trying to teach you something. You want to say something? I'm down with you right now, Tunde.
Up. To
you want to say something?
Get up there.
Run.
What did I tell y'all? It's two sides to me. You about to see the other side. This ain't no joke. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Get out. Get your behind down. Roll left.
Roll.
Roll.
Keep rolling.
Roll
left. Keep rolling.
Roll right. Roll right. Roll right. Roll right.
Pick them up. I don't care how you pick them up. Pick them up. Both of them together.
Big surprise, Tunde's not listening.
All the way up. Bring him all the way up. Bring him all the way up.
Up,
one,
down. Up,
two,
down. Down. Up, down.
Down.
I can't hear you.
Down. Thank you,
Tunde. I can't hear you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Let's go.
Thank
you, Tunde.
Well, everyone say
thank you, Tunde.
Thank you, Tunde.
What's it gonna take for you to listen, man? You think I have an issue with you? Because I don't know you, Tunde. I don't know you.
You can go inside and cool off. Mr. Tunde, this is what we do. This team here, this is what we do. This is our job. You have a reputation for being defiant. You have a reputation for opening that flytrap of yours. I'm gonna win. I'm going to win. I've cooked and ate bigger fish than you. I'm a sore loser when it comes to showing somebody the right way to be. I have yet to lose.
Next time.
If you see trash, you shouldn't be there. Pick it up.
The teens join the only chain gang in Florida.
This place is freaking disgusting.
Shut up. Yeah, you think? Nah.
The pressure of living side by side 24/7 gets to the girls.
Go on.
And the group come face to face with two inmates charged with murder.
Suck your teeth at me. Trust me. This ain't where you want to be, man.